next on the 5 o'clock report.
Justice Alito has authored the opinion.
Abortion is about violence. It's about death.
Continue to pray that God will just touch the hearts of every woman.
Treats, including cotton candy and caramel apples.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. The Supreme Court ruling today to overturn Roe v. Wade, the decades-old decision which legalized abortion nationwide. Joe Scheidler with the Pro-Life Action League.
I'm just over the moon. My father, Joe Scheidler, fought for nearly 50 years for this day by continually keeping the abortion issue right front and center before the American people. And I think that's a large part of why we got to this day.
Conservative Justice Samuel Alito delivered the majority opinion, citing no constitutional right to an abortion. Legal analyst Shannon Bream.
The summary of the decision, it says that Roe and Casey are overruled. And the voting that we thought was together, it looks like it has stayed together. Justice Alito has authored the opinion. He is joined by Justices Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Thomas, and Barrett.
Correspondent Trace Gallagher.
Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a concurring opinion upholding the Mississippi law at the center of today's ruling, which calls for a ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. But he stopped short of ending the precedent of Roe v. Wade altogether.
All three liberal justices in dissent. President Biden calling it a sad day for the court and the country.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
Melissa Murray is a former law clerk for liberal justice Sonia Sotomayor.
This court has dealt with the question of abortion before. It has always upheld Roe versus Wade. What we have here is a naked political grab because they can, because they have the numbers to do so.
The high court's ruling lets states decide the issue of abortion. Federal authorities warn an extremist group is urging pro-abortionists to participate in what it's calling a night of rage tonight.
Changing the law is not going to change what decision most women will make. The only thing that's really going to change is if they change their heart.
Paul Marshall with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Central New York urges us to pray.
Continue to pray that God will just touch the hearts of every woman who finds himself in a situation where they're experiencing unplanned pregnancy.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan gun bill has passed a vote in the U.S. House.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Ayes have it. The motion is agreed to.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan speaking just before the vote on the bipartisan package.
It is certainly violating due process, and for that reason alone, we should vote no.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking on the Senate floor last night.
The gun safety bill we are passing can be described with three adjectives. Bipartisan, common sense, life-saving.
The measure now heads to President Biden's desk. The Biden administration is detailing its plan to battle the nation's maternal health crisis. The plan looks to address the fact that the U.S. has the highest maternal mortality rate of all developed countries. The administration is looking to encourage states to extend postpartum Medicaid coverage to a year instead of 60 days. Today marks 1 year since the deadly condo collapse in South Florida. At 1:22 a.m. on June 24th, Surfside's 13-story Champlain Tower South came tumbling down, killing 98 people. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says those who passed away span many generations.
They really represented a cross-section of the state of Florida. You had young professionals that were just starting their lives. You had families with kids. You had grandparents who were retired.
First Lady Jill Biden also in attendance at the collapse site memorial today. And General Motors is pulling the plug on its vaccination and COVID-19 reporting policy in Canada on Sunday. The decision comes just days after automaker Stellantis was ordered to end its vaccine mandate by an arbitrator. Ford Motor Company also plans to soon end its vaccination requirements in Canada. Still to come this Friday, state reaction to the latest Supreme Court ruling, escaping to Midway State Park, and an unexpected discovery.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our cause for a beautiful evening to segue into a clear, calm, comfortable overnight. Low temperatures mid-50s to the low 60s. For tomorrow, sunny and hot. High temperatures 80s to near 90. It will be cooler near the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario. Sunday will be hot and humid with some sunshine. Toward the end of the day or evening, there could be a thunderstorm, especially western New York. High temperatures on Sunday from the middle 80s to the middle 90s. Cooler along the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for more what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Pro-life advocates are celebrating after the Supreme Court struck down Roe today.
Great news for the sanctity of life. Great news for the rule of law and for justice in America.
Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute says pro-life advocates need to keep pregnancy care centers in their prayers.
Continued prayer also for the Supreme Court justices. They've been under threat ever since that leak came down. There are those who seek to do violence. Abortion is about violence. It's about death. So we don't expect those who are on the opposite side of this to sort of go away lightly. And so prayer for a change of heart for those people who have embraced a culture of death, that we would see a culture of life spring forth in our country.
On the other hand, Governor Tom Wolf says abortion services are available and unhampered in Pennsylvania. Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms responding to today's ruling on Roe.
This doesn't change things here in New York immediately. It doesn't mean that abortion goes away. But there will be work to do for those of us in the pro-life community as we seek to not only change the laws of the land, but also the hearts and minds of the American people to recognize what life really is and what's at stake in these decisions.
Governor Kathy Hochul is vowing to protect abortion rights in the Empire State.
They just sent women back in this country, back to the dark ages. And my friends, you don't need to worry about New York.
Hochul recently passed measures to protect those that get an abortion and those that provide it in the Empire State. Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Kelly is denying involvement in former President Trump's alleged effort to remain in power. The denial comes after Republican Senator Ron Johnson told a conservative talk show an alternate list of electors came from Congressman Kelly. Johnson's office allegedly tried to give it to then-Vice President Mike Pence's office, which rejected the list. Kelly's office says Senator Johnson's accusation is patently false. Next at 5, get the car ready. We're heading to Maple Springs, New York to visit Midway State Park.
I'm Marla Connolly. I am a park manager too with New York State Parks. I am responsible for the parks that are in Chautauqua County.
So when I hear state park, woods and picnic tables come to mind. Yet Midway State Park, located on the shores of Chautauqua Lake in western New York, offers more for families. Would you tell us about some of the highlights?
Sure. Midway State Park is New York State Park's only historic amusement park. Many generations of families have taken their children and grandchildren here after they've been here themselves as children. Yes, there are picnic tables to enjoy a break or a family reunion, but the rides and attractions here are timeless. From the mini golf to go-karts to our historic carousel and train, when you add in the arcade with all the classics and then the new games, there's a fun redemption center with prizes. We also now have an accessible all-ages free playground on site. And then don't forget our amazing gift shop, and top it all off with great food and treats, including cotton candy and caramel apples.
Well, I'm hungry and excited about being here. So including the train, how many rides are available?
There will be 20. We have many of the classic Herschel rides that were made right here in western New York, and then others from that era as well. They include the oldest known roadway ride in the country, the second oldest Little Dipper coaster in the country, one of five known remaining original Dodgem buildings, though we run newer bumper cars now. We are also in the midst of installing a 1946 Ely Bridge Ferris wheel, which we believe is the same model that was here at the park historically in the mid-20th century. About a third of the rides have height maximums, so they're aimed at younger kids. About a third have height minimums, so they're aimed at taller kids. And then the remaining third we consider family rides because there's no height restrictions, so everybody can participate.
Oh, what fun. It's just so nice to be able to enjoy a place like this, kind of that old-time, lovely amusement area in the middle of a park.
Mm-hmm. We have a picnic grove that does have a lot of trees in it. The ride area itself, there is not a lot of shade right in the ride area.
So let's rewind time. How did the park get started more than 100 years ago?
The park was originally established in 1898 by the Jamestown and Lake Erie Railway as a picnic ground.
So almost, not quite, but almost 125 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And like you said earlier about the traditions of I grew up and now I bring my children and, you know, so on and so on. It just carries on. Marla, what is one of your favorite aspects of the park?
Just that, the timeless stories and memories that patrons are always sharing with us, all the generational stories.
Yeah, neat. How can guests best prepare for a trip to Midway State Park in Maple Springs, New York?
Well, there's no parking or admission fees. It's a great place to visit for the whole family. You only pay for the amusements and attractions that you're using. So you can bring the whole family and just pay for one or two kids or whatever you're doing as you go. Bring your sunscreen. Then you have a choice whether you enjoy the food that's on site or you can bring your own picnic lunch. It's up to you. We don't charge for bringing your own food. All attractions, with the exception of the arcade, accept credit cards, but we do have an on-site ATM in the arcade for your convenience.
Oh, it's so nice. I mean, people can enjoy a couple of trips each summer, and it's just such a lovely place to make family memories.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have the option of buying a wristband for somebody to ride all day with whatever rides they want, or if you only want to ride, say, just the train, you can buy a ticket and just ride the train, and that's it. So you're not over-investing in what you want to do.
Yeah. So if families want to spend a bit longer in the area, what are some other nearby attractions or activities they can take part in?
Well, Chautauqua County has so much to offer. Just 2 miles up the road, Long Point State Park on Lake Chautauqua hosts trails for hiking and biking, along with they have a swimming beach and then kayak rentals at the marina. Additionally, I would suggest visiting tourchautauqua.com to discover many other fun activities that are nearby.
That's Marla Connolly with New York State Parks giving us the highlights of Midway State Park on the shores of Lake Chautauqua. You can catch up on each of the Family Life news features at familylife.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Markets were up today, ending a three-week losing streak. Investors had a lot to digest this week with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying before Congress earlier this week and acknowledging the possibility of a recession. Consumer services, industrials, and transportation were today's top-performing utilities. Crude oil prices also moving higher today. The Dow up 823 points, the NASDAQ rose 375, and the S&P 500 gained 116. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 O'Clock Report on Family Life.
Proverbs 22:3 carries a warning. It reads, "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. You're setting yourself up for financial danger and suffering if you make any of the three big money mistakes. The first is living without a budget. You can easily avoid it by drawing up a monthly spending plan. The second is not having an emergency fund set aside, ideally 3 to 6 months living expenses. Without it, you'll constantly be surprised and unprepared for expenses that pop up. The third is not saving for retirement. Ideally, you want to set aside 10 to 15% of your paycheck for the day you can no longer work. Avoid the three big money mistakes and you'll be prudent indeed. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got a classic summer weekend ahead with sunshine, heat, developing humidity. Any rain chances will be localized and hold off till late Sunday or Sunday night. Our calls for a beautiful evening to segue into a clear, calm, comfortable overnight. Low temperatures mid-50s to the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot. High temperatures 80s to near 90. It will be cooler near the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario. Sunday will be hot and humid with some sunshine. Toward the end of the day or evening, there could be a thunderstorm, especially western New York. High temperatures on Sunday from the middle 80s to the middle 90s, but again, cooler along the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, a gentle walk on a Florida beach turned out to be something way more explosive. Family Life's Brian Query reports.
Normally when you walk on the beach, you're enjoying the sunshine, looking for seashells, or playing in the waves. Well, one walk on the beach in Florida turned up something that looked like a turtle shell, but turned out to be a landmine. Just south of Vero Beach, an Air Force crew was called in when authorities identified an old military ordnance believed to be a landmine dating from the 1930s. Experts said the area used to be part of a naval training facility in the 30s and 40s, and the device may have been used for training purposes during that time. The landmine was safely removed, but it's not the first time they've dealt with this issue, as two similar military mementos were found in 2020. Brian Query, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brian. Tread carefully. That's the world we live in this 24th of June. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.